Erie County Water Authority meeting of April 18th, 2019. Commissioner Jones is remote. He is appearing at 5778 Clark Road, Sarasota, Florida, first floor meeting room. Commissioner Jones.
Yes, I'm present for the purposes of voting and participation, and I'm physically located as stated. The room is open and accessible to the public. I didn't need my parking pass. The parking is free. The only thing that is missing is Trish's clock.
All right, and also for the record, since we're on audio and then we're not live streaming yet, this is a meeting in which Commissioner Jones is participating in video as well as audio.
Commissioner Carney.
Present.
Chairman Shad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to move to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Report. Secretary's report. Chairman Shad has asked that we go into executive session for discussion of executive director candidates pursuant to public law, public officers law, section 107.1F.
And I'd like to do that at the end of the meeting.
Number two, Erie County Department of Personnel approval of hiring LaVonya Lester, Director of Administration.
Congratulations, LaVonya.
Thank you very much.
From all of us, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just one point is this is the first appointment we've had under our new hiring procedures. Is this the only notice that we have? There's not another document attached to the agenda, is there?
There is not.
Okay.
There is a document that's been received, a PO1M, but it's not a part of the agenda.
Yeah, perhaps the next time we can have a little bit more information than just the fact that it's been an appointment. I thought we had talked about putting the job classification as well as the annual salaries on.
Commissioner Jones, it's Margaret Murphy. When we were developing the hiring policy, I at one point thought that, you know, the notice that we tell the board, whoever the division head is, notifies the board, they have to file Monday, so that if a board member wants more information about a particular candidate before they make a job offer to them, they do it Monday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, that is all done.
Commissioner, we had discussed whether or not that communication, which would be served upon you by email, whether Trish would record that or under communications. And at the time, and I drafted it accordingly, you said, if there's no objection, I'd rather be notified of the appointment after it cleared civil service. So that's what I put in it. But if you want us to do more after it clear civil service.
All that, I don't have any problems with that. It's just when it hits the agenda,
right,
there should be, you know, just the basics of what the job position is and the annual salary. That's all.
Okay.
We can look at that again for clarity here.
Yeah. I think the new policy is
working fairly well, though, in terms of the implementation. No.
Yeah, but it's an easy thing to do. I mean, you know. It's easy
for hires.
Hmm? Yeah.
Legal.
That's what we do.
Number one, appointment of independent ethics panel, Margaret Murphy.
Yes. I at the last meeting, I indicated I would contact the three nominees that each commissioner had appointed. It turns out one of the nominees that Commissioner Carney originally was going to appoint, after she reviewed the material, decided that because of family obligation, it might be a little bit more than she originally thought. So we've now got another individual, Maureen Krause. So in your package, you have a little bio, which of course can be used later to put on our website. Everybody has accepted. They all have their packages. They have all been given letters telling them about their obligation to fill out financial disclosure. And we are now starting to get the financial disclosure statements that went out, I believe, last week to all the pertinent employees, and they're starting to come back in. So once John Gilmore, who's been assigned to work directly with the committee or the panel, once he knows they're all in, we'll be scheduling a first meeting for those three independent individuals to come in and start reviewing the financial disclosure statements.
Thanks, Margaret. I'd like to thank Ms. Krause, Mr. Plunkett, and of course Mr. Wolf for serving. I think this is the first time we've got to an official status on this, but it's good to see them here, and we'll look forward to this moving along.
Number two, notice of claim memo, Margaret Murphy.
Yes, this is one of the situations that we had a situation with the city of Tonawanda. We entered into a betterment agreement with them. And under the terms of the betterment agreement, we had a figure that was put in that they were going to do some improvements along this Kulnick Alley in the city of Tonawanda. And they were going to replace some of our water mains, you know, other improvements that are our property. And we agreed they would do it and we would reimburse them. But the contract said in an amount not to exceed $234,000. So I guess it was about a year ago, we started getting invoices from the city of Tonawanda showing that they had exceeded that amount of money. And because the contract said in an amount not to exceed $234,000, we could not pay anything above that because it was not an amount that was authorized by the board. Bob, Karen, and I, all three of us were of the belief that, you know, that we needed to have some notice before the expenses were incurred so we could bring it to the board's attention. So we've now treated that as a notice of claim. And the truth of the matter is, in our reviewing this, and Karen and I have spent a lot of time going over the invoices that we've gotten, all the improvements were related to requirements that the engineering department required to be used. So those were costs that were for our benefit. One of the things that there were some problems that they had encountered that was not anticipated that increased some of the costs, but most of it was within the contingency we originally had. The reason why this went beyond what we anticipated is because the residential inspection, which under our agreement was only estimated, and therefore, that's what overshot the bound. I've looked this over. I have determined and I recommend the payment of the balance as a claim because they were working in our direction. It was for our betterment. And the prices were not, in our view, unreasonable. But we had to do this notice of claim route because after the job was completed, the contract set the value that we could pay, so we had to go through this route. So I'm recommending the payment of this claim.
So whether we call it a change order or a notice of claim, or whatever, you know, engineering's looked at it, legal's looked at it.
Yep.
You know, we're 14,000 off. Maybe you know what is that? 5% off. 8% off. On a project. Okay, thank you.
Number three, cell tower lease consultant memo, Margaret Murphy.
Yes, we have a number, as I put it in the memo, we have a number of cell tower agreements in place. They raise substantial revenue to the authority. And there, as I indicated in the memo, there's a recent Court of Appeals decision that probably is going to change the landscape in New York State as to those who rent space on towers and tanks, cell providers, and that we know one community prior to this decision who was attempting to tax those equipment that were on, like at our towers. Orchard Park was the one. in Orchard Park has attempted on the tower that we have in Orchard Park to tax the equipment that cell providers put on. Well, it turns out Orchard Park, the Court of Appeals says they can do it. So we now have had a flood, we've had a number, I shouldn't say a flood, we've had a number of wireless and cell phone providers contacting us wanting to renegotiate the terms of their agreements. When Jackie, Matina, and I started looking it over, the simple truth of that, even though it's money that's coming to us, we're really nobody within the authority who can basically tell us, and I think, as I've indicated in past practice, we just accepted whatever offer was given. If we looked at it as free money. But truly, there's nobody who has the expertise within the authority who can say, what are the value of these leases? So that if we brought a cell lease to you to review and approve, if you asked any one of us sitting at this table, is this the fair market value of what it's going for, we wouldn't be able to answer that question. So Jackie McKean and I did some research, and we found that there's a number of companies who consult property owners, and they can tell you the value of where a cell tower is. I guess they do it because they can go and they have these maps that they can go and they can say, if this cell provider does not have this tower at this location, this is how much area they would lose and drop calls. And they have a way of turning that into, this is a fair market value. And they look at a lot of things. So we looked at that, and we talked it over with Karen, and we thought, you know something? This is the one area that none of us here, why don't we send out an RFI, see what's out there. We've done the research to know what questions are asked and answered. We've now been telling some of the providers that, you know, we need to do this. And actually, we've now discovered that Monroe County Water Authority did this 2 years ago. Someone there came up with the same thought that Jackie and I came up with. So we've been in contact with them. We've got their, what they called an RFQ. They had a dozen people. And for the last 2 years, they've been under contract with a consultant. And the arrangement is one thing that Karen and I and Jackie had talked about was, we know what our value is, that how much we're getting in. We know the average escalation on each of these contracts. Our view is, see if we can get somebody who, if they can improve what we were anticipating getting, that they would get a percentage of the increased value that we receive. This is exactly, it turns out, I guess everybody thinks along the same line, that Monroe County, the engineer who talked to Jackie, said that's exactly what they do.
So you're recommending that we just, to get a fair market value,
yes,
on future contracts?
No, on our current contracts, okay. Our renegotiated contract.
I have a question then,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the renegotiation question. We have a term, right? We typically have a term, Bob. You know, these are all contracts where we have a finite period where the lease arrangement ends.
Right.
And if they want to stay up there, they got to talk to us.
Right,
and that's what they're doing. Right.
So
No.
What I want to clarify is, are we talking about renegotiating the income on the current contract?
What?
Or are we talking about the price when they expire?
No. Well, okay, we have some contracts that have already expired, and we're going month to month. So we want to renew those leases. There are several companies of contact who would like to renegotiate. So in other words, they may have 2 years left on their lease, and they want a 5-year lease to guarantee this spot, and they really negotiate, and they want to renegotiate new terms. So we're looking at it from the perspective of, you know, if they want to go 5 years, why are they doing it? And in a couple.
What I want to know is, I would like to go this route, but knowing that the company we're going to land with will be helping us price individual towers. That's what we're looking for today. I don't want this to be an authorization to suddenly renegotiate and come back and give the person who's paying us now a right to lower their price, which I think the implication in that tax case would be what's driving their interest.
Most of our contracts currently, they actually range quite dramatically from $1,500 to $4,000 a month. They all have a set term with either annual or 5-year escalation clauses in them. a lot of the terms were 20, 25 years. They're coming to an end now. Right. But we're also seeing changes in the technology where they don't need as many towers. Right. There's a lot of consolidation in the industry, which has impacted us because, you know, they don't need two antennas now that they've merged. And we also have these mini antennas that are coming on board with a lot of these cell tower companies, these cell companies, and they don't need the same things that they needed 20 years ago when we first negotiated these. So we are seeing them come back saying, hey, you know, we don't want to pay $4,000 a month, and guess what? You know, we're trying to decide between you and this one, and, you know, so it would be really helpful, especially this time, at this particular point in time, because of the technology changes, to have somebody with some expertise.
Okay, and I think Chairman and I agree on this. I think what I wanted to say, Mr. Shad, to say is, when you bring this to us, right, it has to be definitive.
Right.
So are they taking a piece of existing renegotiated account? They're taking a piece of anything that they renegotiate on our behalf, right, or suggest values on our behalf,
well,
including existing contracts which have time left on them.
First of all, just so you know, what we're doing at this point is going in to say, give us your proposal of what you think you can do for us.
I understand.
Tell us your pricing plan. Then we will talk to each of them. We will then determine and speak to them, is this going to be in our best interest? It's not going to be just legal. Engineering will be involved, you know, the finance end will be involved, and legal will also be involved. We will take these proposals, we'll talk to them. If we think there is a proposal that would yield greater revenue to us, okay, can put us in a better position to come to you and say, we know this from this perspective is a fair market value, and have someone, as Karen said, who is ahead of the technology, who knows that, you know something, the equipment they're using today will be obsolete in 5 years, and you're gonna, and because they won't need this many towers, they can do one thing from one tower. We need to know that kind of stuff. We're not telling you that we're entering into any agreement. We're telling you that we're informing you that we want to go, and we've told all these providers who've been buying, telling them, you know, we don't have the expertise. We don't have the expertise on value, but yes.
Yes. I think a consultant is a good idea. These are complicated, ever-changing types of leases, and it's not just price. The biggest thing I'm concerned about is security. We're giving access to Party A, and I know in the past they used to assign their contracts to other individuals. They would have contractors coming on the facilities, and we didn't even know who was accessing the facilities. So the other clauses, I just hope this consultant has enough experience, not just price, but for other clauses that are involved with it, the bonding, the insuring, they move these parties around so quickly, and they don't always notify the lessor as to who now has the control of these facilities that are on our facilities, many of which are sensitive. So I would involve security in that, our security department as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely agree, Commissioner. And those are the kind of stuff. Engineering also has concerns that when they want access to towers, and especially the water tank, Russ Stoll has indicated that he'd like to see something in the agreement that once they remove the equipment, they have to bear some responsibility for any damage they do to particularly the water tank.
bring back a proposal to us then. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
I think there's consensus here that we move forward on that. Let's
yeah.
just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fiscal, number one, high-tech services contract extension, Bob Lichtenthal.
Commissioners, you have in your packet a memo from me along with some communications from High Tech Services. Commissioner Shad and I chatted about this briefly. For those of you who are not aware, High Tech has been from the beginning involved with the development of the majority of the legacy systems here at the Erie County Water Authority, and they've been extremely helpful in making some of the transition, even in this equipment in this room that will soon come on board, along with their involvement in SCADA and so on. We do have a contract with them that allows for one more one-year extension. And they've expressed interest in extending it at same pricing, same terms as we're under for this year's contract. So I'm bringing it to you for your pleasure and direction how you'd like to proceed. My recommendation is that we do extend it for 1 year, and that's supported by our staff.
Well, I support the extension, but going forward, I think we're going to need to keep looking at what our needs are, and I think they're part of that need, but even beyond the one year. But we're also, and Bob, I know later on the agenda there's your letter here that so you may not be the one doing the immediate follow-up on it, but somebody should make a note. I think we ought to try to make a note that within 3 months, let's take a look at, do we need to do some more looking at planning for next year, meaning 2020, because I don't want to get to the end of this kind of contract and not have a plan in place as to what our IT plan is going to be. And I, right now, I'm assuming it'll still involve high-tech, but I want to make sure that we know where we're headed.
Yeah, I mean, even if we did a conversion, they would be an integral part of that, and it would be a couple of years. So you're right. We will have needs probably beyond this extension.
Okay.
So
yeah, if somebody put a 3 month diary on it so we don't lose it.
Yeah, okay. The thing I don't want to lose sight of this. I get nervous when I read that they've been the same company for 30 years.
I know.
And I don't know when the last time we put it out for bid,
2016.
It's gone out before, yeah. But I mean, I do think it's an integration issue. It's not just their services. It's their services plus the integration with the upgraded SCADA, which I think, I'd like to see even enhanced more as we go forward. But we do need the integration because the right hand has to be able to talk to the left hand and get things done around here.
Well, then I will have this prepared
for the next meeting. Thank you.
Your consideration at the next
meeting.
Thank you. Number two, March 2019 Investment Report, Bob Lichtenthal. Commissioners, you have in your packet the investment report. Hopefully some of the additional rundown as to the reasons for the increases in the cash balances. We're fortunate. Recent Fed pronouncements, the yield curve is becoming inverted, meaning long-term rates are lower than short-term rates. But we positioned ourselves well, so I would expect that we'll continue to have a positive variance on investment results.
Thank you.
Does that decrease in what's invested in treasuries contribute to what the cash on hand?
Exactly.
Increased?
We found that there were some interest rates that were better on some six-month CDs, so the decision was made to let the treasuries expire, reinvest the CDs, and cash on hand.
Thank you.
Sir.
Three, monthly finance report, March 2019, Steve D'Amico.
Hey, commissioners, you should have the monthly financial report for March. The revenues for the month were less than budget by $73,000, that's 1.2%. Year-to-date, we're less than budget by $60,000, that's 0.3%. Our investment income for the month was greater than budget by $17,000, 19.5%. Year-to-date, we're greater than budget by $40,000, that's 15.4%. Our operating expense for the month was less than budget by $206,000, 4.9%. Year-to-date, we're less than budget by $1,608,000, 12.5%. We have a net income for the month of $913,000, giving us a net income year-to-date of $2,478,000.
Thanks, Steve. On the expense side, I see we're below, but we're early in the year to know if that's on track, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, looking at those, they look pretty good. I mean, the only thing we're running a little high on is obviously the repairs, and I attribute that probably because we're using the repair crews more so than our own crews, so in some cases. But it looks like, a lot of those savings are legit.
Okay. Any other questions?
We're just down 400,000. 2018.
We have time.
No, it's year to date.
Oh, year-to-date.
What you're talking about is the comparison of actual to actual.
Right. Yeah.
That's correct. Last year was inflated due to vacant positions. So now you're filling positions. The point being, that's correct, but the point still is we're filling positions now and using the payroll. We had some tremendous variances that contributed to that net income last year. What is really more important is to take a look at how we're tracking to budget this year. And we have a budget. To try to compare to last year is difficult at best. Then you have to go through a whole different set of analyses. The real trick is, where are we to this year's budget? And we are tracking on this year's budget favorably.
My point was, we're net income down $500,000, down $400,000.
Compared to last year,
correct?
That's correct.
I think we're only budgeted to have probably year to date in 19, even something like less than $1 million, right? Profit.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
For 19,
so we're
so far,
over
we're
our budget.
To be about $600,000. Right,
yeah. Yeah. So we're favorable to budget on net income, but you're right, we're lower than last year.
Operations. One, machining and fabrication services extension. In Russ Stoll's absence, we have Clayton Johnson.
Commissioners, you have a memo in front of you. This is in regards to extending an existing contract for a second option for one-year renewal with Frederick Machining and Manufacturing. They've been a good supplier and vendor to us. They do a lot of the work in the pumps, brackets, machining equipment, and fabrication. So we're recommending extending their contract one more year. It's a unit price contract.
Okay. Two, RFP, Clayton Johnson.
Recently sent out an RFP to 9 different consulting engineering firms. 6 firms submitted proposals. There's 2 different projects in the RFP. We're recommending that Nussbaum or Clark be approved for the work with associated with the Van Water Treatment Plant, the raw water transmission main, and the raw water pump station to the water treatment plant, that Arcadis be negotiated a contract for the work from the Van Water Treatment Plant to the Ball Pump Station. We reviewed all the proposals. All the firms put together well-written approaches, and these 2 firms seem to have the best understanding of the approaches and competitive with the prices as well.
Thanks.
Human Resources, no report. Audit Committee, no report. Governance Committee, no report. Finance Committee, no report. Ethics Committee, no report. Communication and bills. Creation and or amendment of master purchase orders.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
C2, master purchase order releases, purchase orders, and purchase order amendments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
C3, letter from Office of State Comptroller.
Move. Receive and file.
C4, FOIL regarding...
Before that, would you just make a note that they still have Mr. Burns as the Secretary of the Authority. You may want to put them on notice that Mr. Burns is not the Secretary of the Authority, and they should change their records.
Thank you.
Otherwise, we've got to keep Mr. Burns responsible for a position. You're not going to be able to do that.
C4, FOIL regarding information... Insurance information for 716 Site Contracting, Inc.
Receive and file.
Just a note on these FOILs. I don't know why we're redacting the last names. If they're making a public request for documents, their names should go in. We should see them, and they should go on the. They should go online. It seems that we've redacted all these FOILs, and the same thing, I think, on the memos, notice of claims. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to redact their names.
Yes, we have a person in the legal department who's been doing it, so I'll pass that along.
C5, FOIL regarding staff compensation list.
Again, receive and file.
C6, letter from the ARC.
Receive and file.
C7, letter from Robert J. Lichtenthal, Jr.
Receive and file with... Thank you, Robert, for that. I know I don't want to forget it when the May 28th comes. Thank you so much for all your hard work around here.
Thank you.
All right. You've had a very notable career, Robert.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner.
C8, letter from New York State Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee.
We'll receive and file, but I want to note for the record the response that's requested in there did go out, as I understand, and it was timely, and they have everything they have requested.
Yes, and they've acknowledged it and thanked us for our response. We also had to do one small little supplement that went out on Monday, but everything went out on Friday. We got a one-day extension just because I wasn't comfortable sending it out without a second set of eyes reviewing everything. I explained that to them. They said they were fine with it. So we got a one-day extension. We sent everything out, and they acknowledged and thanked us for our cooperation.
I would ask that that response be sent to all the commissioners and posted.
Oh, yes, yes, and posted. Okay, yes, happy to do so.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
That's my one good idea.
I don't know what we didn't think.
You're not leaving, are you? You're not going home, are you?
Finish the meeting.
It's a lot of paper.
It's a broken clock.
I get one more then.
You're ahead.
C9. Notice of claim number 2019-023.
Receive and file.
C10. Notice of claim number 2019-025.
Receive and file.
C11. Notice of claim number 2018-056.
Receive and file.
C12. FOIL regarding phone recording.
Again, receive and file.
C13. FOIL regarding disconnected premises.
Receive and file. At this time...
I don't have a C13. It was an amendment?
There was an amendment, but I don't think that was the item.
No, I think
no.
It's in my packet.
It's way down here.
Oh, it wasn't indexed, but it is. Maybe it was missed as an attachment.
I think it was.
But it is in the agenda.
Yeah, I do have
Trish just indicated that that item might not be 14. There, but...
Oh, okay.
We are responding to that, I assume.
I think we already have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. At this point, if there are any ratepayers or members of the public who wish to speak to the board, they may do so at this time. Looking about the room, I see no one present. We'll move on.
There's no one here.
And no one there yet. Thank you.
I've got about 50 chairs here, and there's no one here.
Okay, unfinished business, there is none. New business. Commissioners, before we get into new business, I want to alert you to item number 2. I've been asked by the engineering department to pull this item. I was advised that new information was brought to their attention regarding the invoice, and they feel it necessary to have more time to review. Therefore, my recommendation would be to receive and file this item. That is item number 2.
All right. Let's get to item number 1 first.
Item number 1. Final acceptance of project with Global Contracting and Painting, Inc. for contract number W-22C-1, storage tank refurbishing ground. Project number 2013-00266, contract number 16-09-04, $17,259.66.
Motion. On item 1.
What? One second. I'm just making sure I've got the right. Mine didn't seem to match up. My item 1 deals with, it appears to deal with.
Tank refurbishing?
Yep. Mine says Wendell, so I'm not sure. My letter says Wendell. Am I looking at two different things?
Well, W22C would be one.
Wendell was a tank.
W22C1.
Wendell is the engineer.
Okay.
That was.
All right.
And Global was the company that actually did the refurbishment.
But you got to look long and hard before you see Global's name, and I don't see it. But okay, I'll move to approve item 1.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. carried. And then item two, at the request of engineers, will receive and file.
Item three?
Yes, item three.
Item three, final acceptance of project with Amstar of Western New York, Inc. for contract number W-23, tank storage refurbishing project number 2015-00177, contract number 16-19-08, $56,308.46.
Again, I'll move to approve, but I'll move to approve it.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item four, final acceptance of project with H&K Services for contract number OBG-12A, Sturgeon Point and Vandewater Improvements Project, project number 2015-00169, contract number 17-01-01, $20,000.
I move to approve item
four.
Second, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Tom? Aye. Okay. I also oppose. Motion carried.
Item five, authorization to enter into a consent with Upstate Cellular Network, DBA Verizon Wireless, to allow cellular equipment modification on the Erie County Water Authority's Pleasant View tank.
I move to approve item five.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried.
Item six, authorization to solicit requests for proposals for utility and telecommunications audit consulting services project number 2019-00059.
Move to approve item six.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried.
Item seven, authorization to accept proposal of Waterford Pines Community LLC and Russo Development Inc. for the construction and installation of approximately 100 lineal feet of 8-inch DIP 1,992 lineal feet of 8-inch PVC water main, three hydrants, and appurtenances in the Waterfield Pines Phase 2, Town of Hamburg, New York, project number 2014-00497, EC number 7020.
Move to approve item 7.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried.
Item 8, authorization to accept proposal of Morano Mark Equity Corporation and Samato Brothers Construction, Inc. for the construction and installation of approximately 681 lineal feet of 8-inch PVC water main, one hydrant, and appurtenances in Deer Springs Subdivision, Part 4, Phase 2E, Town of Hamburg, New York, project number 2016-00287. EC number 6933.
Move to approve item 8.
Second.
Before you
any discussion? Margaret?
Yeah, I just want to say that some of the items we were talking about, the BCD is here with, I just want you to become aware that we are working so that these BCD agreements, along with the bonds, this is something that Commissioner Carney brought up, I think, maybe in his first or second months on this board, is now trailing precisely the tariff. So some of these we are amending and changing, and some of them that you're approving today may be subject to future amendments as we work this out with the developers so that we have what we require under the tariff, and they're comfortable so that they can get the necessary bonds. So I just want to bring that to your attention. Some of the things you're approving now, we may be amending in the future, okay?
You're warning us of a change order?
Did I change
order? Did you get that, Tom? It's a preemptory strike on change orders.
I got it.
Okay.
No, be more superseding agreements.
All right, very good. Now, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Opposed, motion carried.
Item 9, resolution granting the State of New York authority to perform the adjustment for the owner and agreeing to maintain facilities adjusted by a state-led contract in connection with PIN number 5EST01, project number 20180060.
I'll move to approve item 9.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carried.
Item 10, award of contract to Modern Disposal Services, Inc. for furnishing necessary labor and materials for the pickup, hauling, and disposal of aluminum-based residuals, zebra mussels, and other debris and waste located at different properties belonging to the Erie County Water Authority for 2 years, from May 1st, 2019 through April 30th, 2021, project number 2019-00012, $198,555.64.
Just so the record is clear, it's $198,155.64. And I'll move to approve item 10.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
No.
Is that an aye?
Aye, correct.
Okay, aye. Opposed, motion carried.
Item 11, authorization to advertise for bid for the furnishing and delivering of 10 booster pumps and motors for Erie County pump stations, project number 2019-00023.
Move to approve item 11.
Is there a second? Yeah. Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed. Motion carried.
Item 12, approval of amendment number 2, Nussbaumer & Clark, Inc., to provide consulting engineering services for the design and construction of a new electrical substation for Ball Pump Station, identified as contract number NC-35, project number 2016-00238. $68,000.
I'll move to approve item 12.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried.
Item 13. Authorization to grant leak allowance request $4,244.12.
I'll move to approve item 13.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried.
Item 14, authorization for LaVanya Lester, Director of Administration, and Lori Molina, Account Clerk Typist, to attend the New York State Association of Municipal Purchasing Officials SAMPO Conference in Albany, New York.
I'll move to approve item 14.
Second, and on the issue.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we ought to do more of this. Perhaps we can send our engineers who deal with contracts a lot to some training on the state guidelines as well. I wanted to get that in before Mark, because Mark usually tries to expand these types of...
Commissioner, you have smiles from the other side of the room here from Mr. Lichtenthal and others, and I have to say I agree. I think there's nothing better for an organization like this than to make sure people stay current and up with all trends and, more importantly, all statutory requirements. So,
it's not just current. It may be new to some, because I don't think they teach this in engineering school.
I suspect. I see Mr. Johnson is smiling, so I think he's concurring with you.
Yeah, I think this is the reason Johnson ought to go first from engineering to go then.
This is one of the reasons why they went to engineering school.
Yes, they never have to deal
with contracts. Excellent idea, Commissioner.
on the matter, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 15, creation of one position of senior production engineer.
I'll move to approve item 15.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 16, creation of one position of SCADA engineer.
I'll move to approve item 16.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to note, I think on this one, it's particularly where SCADA can do a lot to help us on our modernization and automatic controls to reduce leaks. It's a position that's very important to our operations. With that, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 17, creation of one position of stores clerk 55A.
I'll move to approve item 17.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 18, authorization to amend the Erie County Water Authority's annual capital budget for fiscal year 2019.
I'll move to approve item 18.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 19, appointment of ad hoc members to the Erie County Water Authority Independent Ethics Panel.
Move to approve item 19, happily.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? I think we're all pleased with our panel. All those in favor of the item?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 20, authorization to pay City of Tonawanda notice of claim relating to water main replacement along Koning Alley.
I'll move to approve item 20.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carried.
Item 21, authorization to enter into a cathodic protection system easement grant with Enbridge Energy Limited Partnership.
Move to approve item 21.
Second.
Any discussion?
From engineering, I read this and I still don't understand it. Tell me what they're doing here.
So there are high voltage power lines above precast concrete pipe, and their concern is that you can create kind of a field of energy and people working in the area below these power lines around the pipe can kind of complete a circuit or have some type of safety issue associated with that. So they're putting kind of a mat partially below grade to kind of made of copper and another wire to kind of ground that system. And we were concerned about this mat kind of taking away and corroding our pipe. So it would be a kind of sacrificial anode and deteriorate the pipe. But after CoreTech reviewed this, that's not an issue. So it's for safety purposes, it is recommended this type of mat down and it won't affect our piping.
It won't affect our piping.
That's right.
And if it's going to avoid an arcing,
yes,
with those lines, I do not want to see anybody, you know, zapped by a 10,000 volt.
Yes. Okay.
All those in favor of item 21?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Motion to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session at 10:17.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, at this point, we'll go into executive session. I'd like the secretary to stay with us. What else do we need with this? We need Margaret and Dan. Anyone else?
Karen,
do we need? Yeah, let's keep Karen.
Well, you gotta remember,
you're the three. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well,
Margaret, Karen, and Robert. Bob Lichtenthal, Karen Prendergast, Mark Murphy, Secretary McCracken, and Mr. Nimoy. And if everyone else will excuse us, we'll wrap this up shortly.
Yeah. I guess every conference is no longer being recorded. It'll be recorded.
It's 10:39, is there a motion to come out of executive session?
I'll make a motion to come out of executive session at 10:39.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carried. We're now out of executive session. Can I have a motion to authorize the staff to enter into a contract with a headhunter, AP professionals?
I'll make a motion to enter into a contract.
Only you guys can enter into a contract.
Well, no, authorize you to negotiate and bring it back to the board for approval with AP professionals for an executive search firm to assist us with our search for an executive director.
Second.
Second.
No, you made the motion.
I made the motion.
Clarifying it. Commissioner Jones has now seconded it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carried. Now it's time for...
I want to give kudos to IT, by the way. They did a good, great job.
Yes. Thanks, Rick.
This was very, very good. And Commissioner, I must tell you, until you came, we never used the big screen. And the several times I was out of town, like you, I was on this mini screen that kept rotating around the table. It's good to see you there. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy. That's right.
Thank you. Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I need a motion to adjourn.
We need motion to adjourn.
Adjourn. Second.
Second.
Opposed. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion granted or passed. We're adjourned.
Okay. This conference is no longer being recorded.
No.